To welcome you to the Unity Center for Positive Living. We're glad you could join us this morning. I'd like to read to you from the Daily Word. Forgive. In the peace of prayer, I release all unforgiveness. If I hold on to feelings of hurt, betrayal, or anger in response to another person's word or actions, I block the flow of divine love and peace in my life. Likewise, holding on to guilt, shame, or embarrassment that may arise when I have hurt another person also keeps me from experiencing divine love and peace. Forgiveness removes all barriers, all obstacles, anything that may be disrupting my experience of the divine presence. In order to forgive myself or another person, I need not justify or approve behavior that is unwelcome. I need only to become willing to forgive. In the peace of prayer, I release all unforgiveness. I feel the healing power of divine love as it dissolves all barriers, all illusion of separation. I forgive and I am healed. And forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Matthew 6:12. Now please join us in singing while Karen and Mike lead us in Surely the Presence.
Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angel wings. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place. Presence of God's love is in this place. I can feel the mighty power and the grace. I can feel the rush of angels. I see glory on each face. Surely the presence of God's love is in this place.
Thank you. Now let's all say our opening statement together. There is only one present and one power active as the universe and as my life, God the good. And for our welcoming song, Mike will lead us in Thank You for This Day. For your gift of song and
no problem.
We really appreciate it, folks.
Thank
you. Now that we are online, you can virtual hug or wave and say hi. So if anyone has any announcements, please unmute yourself and join in.
All right, so since I happen to be here at the church, I grabbed the mail. And so we have a lovely little card here. It says, Dear Centralia Unity, know that you are being held in prayer this month by your Northwest Region Board. We love you, we bless you, and we appreciate you for your contribution to raising world consciousness. With blessings, Reverend Terry Murray. Friends, I recently became the Northwest region's representative. If there's anything I can assist you with, please let me know.
Good, good.
Excellent.
I have an announcement. For any of you who remember my little Zachy Poo, my little grandson, he's 16 years old today. So if I disappear, it's because I'm making a cake.
Happy birthday, Zach. Yes, Susan?
I have my little clipboard here with 11 of the 12 slots ready to be filled out for our candle lighting ceremony. So I would really appreciate it if you would let me know if you're interested. The email that Joanne sent out has my email address and my phone number, so you can call, text, email, tell me after the service. But I'd love to write your name down and send you the part to read. Thank you.
So can you give us just a quick overview of what this candlelighting ceremony is about and would look like?
Yeah, this is like the third or fourth year that we've done it using the 12 powers. And we have the 12 candles of the colors of the 12 powers. And there's a spoken piece that goes with each one. And so the candle will be lit and the words will be spoken, and it'll be just like it has been, except as all of this, it'll be 2D instead of 3D.
Are you going to have all the candles at your place and we just do the reading?
Correct.
Okay.
All right. And anyone else? Okay, so I have a couple of things, or one thing that I wanted you to be aware of. The Interfaith, let me get the name right. Interfaith Works Thanksgiving program is going to be today, 2:00 on Zoom. And so one of the things that's going to be in there is grandfather singing or doing the his Chinook jargon reading of the Lord's Prayer, details of which can be found on our website right here. But the Facebook link, it's on Facebook. There is the link for it. Afterwards, they're having a Zoom session. So the link is there. The event program is there. The live streaming and event info is there. So please check it out if you have time today, and that should be fun. Anything else? Oh, yes, Susan.
Let me see. It just occurred to me to say that because we're doing this candlelighting ceremony on Zoom, you don't have to be in Centralia to join us. So the half a dozen of you who are from outside the city and state limits, step up, join us, have some fun. Yay. Okay, that's it.
Okay. One other thing. I don't know about anyone else. My Christmas cactus is starting to bloom. So it always reminds me of being in the center, because the cutting that I got from it came from the plant that's in our chapel. So that's something fun. All right, any other announcements? Then please join us in our unity statement. We'll say it together. We believe in our oneness with all life and the power of love. We teach universal principles and values as taught by Jesus and others, revealing the one God presence. We practice prayer, meditation, and service to be conscious of our oneness in God. And now Karen and Mike will lead us in our song of joy, I'm So Glad I'm Here.
Right. Just a second here. We have a baby climbing up to, can you just pick him up?
They're screenies.
To look in the screen. All right, here we go. So this is a song you've probably never heard before. We've never done it here in church, but we hear it often on the children's Pandora station. But it lends its hand really well to our service here.
Glad Isaac could make it. We always look forward to him being here.
Yay.
This morning, we are honored and privileged to have Hildy give us the reading.
Want me to do? Good morning, everybody. I have collected a few sayings that I like, and that is what I'm going to read. Let us all unite to create a society that values hope over hate, faith over fear, and compassion over concentration. The mind is like tofu. It takes whatever you marinate it in. We are not human beings who go through a spiritual experience. We are a spiritual experience who goes through a human experience. Religion threatens and frightens. Spirituality leads us onto the path of emancipation. Religion feeds on fear. Spirituality feeds on trust and faith. And now my favorite. Match the fragrance of reality you want, and you cannot help but get that reality. It can be no other way. This is not philosophy. This is physics. Thank you for listening.
If I might, she might not be able to read my handwriting. It was match the frequency, not fragrance, but you did a good job, Hildy. We had a little technical problem earlier.
Wonderful. Well, Hildy, short and on the mark. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Now, please join us as Isaac and Karen and Mike lead us in our meditation song, An So Hung. Wonderful accompaniment there.
Yeah, percussion.
All right. Please join us in our affirmations. I am the love of God in expression. I am truly thankful for all the good I already experience. I am growing more prosperous with every day. I am healthy, active, whole, and happy. I am always growing and expanding into the fulfillment of my potential. And I am at peace, knowing everything I need comes to me in perfect time. And this week, being the third or the fourth Sunday, we are saying our progressive Lord's Prayer, and together, our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, I am. I am thy kingdom come. I am thy will be done. I am on earth even as I am in heaven. I am giving this day daily bread to all. I am forgiving all life, even as I am also all life forgiving me. I am leading all men and women from temptation. I am delivering all men and women from error. For I am the kingdom, I am the power, and I am the glory of God in eternal, immortal manifestation. All this I am. Now, Mike and Karen and Isaac will lead us in the Alleluia.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
And we are privileged each Sunday to have a different speaker. This morning, not even airwaves could stop Eileen from sharing her stories and wisdom with us. So here she is from the center, Eileen.
All right, so I have been told that when I've tried to do this from the sanctuary, sometimes the connection is choppy. I guarantee you that if I'd have done it at home, it may not have happened at all. I got out of the shower and my husband says, you know, the internet's not working. And that was about the time I got a message from Tom saying he wanted a sound check. And so I had to quickly change my plan. So here I am in the office, hoping that we maintain connection through the whole service. Good morning, beautiful people. I'd like to start with a little bit of a prayer this morning. So Holy Presence, within me, I am willing to release all feelings of hurt and anger and resentment. Help me to know truth, true forgiveness, and to see each person as a part of me and a child of yours. Thank you, God. So today, we are going to be revisiting a topic that I've spoken on before. As many of you may know, I choose to base my topic each month on the daily word. And forgiveness is another one of those words that shows up repeatedly in our daily word. So in fact, forgive or forgiveness has been featured every single month so far this year. And spoiler alert, will also appear in December. So I want to share with you the affirmations that Unity has written for us this year, centered around forgiving. The healing power of forgiveness is mine. As I forgive, I know the fullness of divine love. The forgiving love of God moves through me and blesses others. I freely forgive all others and myself. I open my heart to forgiveness. I freely forgive all others and myself, it was repeated. Forgiveness sets me free. I find freedom in forgiveness. Through forgiveness, I am free. Forgiveness opens my heart and frees my soul. In the peace of prayer, I release all unforgiveness. And today, in the peace of prayer, I release all unforgiveness. So I notice some things that pop up repeatedly. Are there any words in particular that anybody hears in addition to forgiveness over and over and over again in those affirmations?
Peace.
Release. Anybody hear that word freedom? That was the one that stuck out to me repeatedly, was freedom. All right, so Matthew 12:31 says, "So I tell you, every sin and blasphemy can be forgiven except blasphemy against the Holy Spirit." So we're going to talk a little bit about that need that we have that exists for forgiveness. In the Unity Classic, Your Hope of Glory, Elizabeth Sand Turner writes, "The only unforgivable sin speaking against the Holy Spirit is our denial of the presence of God within us. When we think of ourselves as sick, poor, and miserable, we are repudiating our true nature and denying the life and activity of the Holy Spirit in us." So we are seeing ourselves as anything less than whole. We are denying the Christ within us. When we perceive that someone has wronged us, when life experiences are perceived to have a negative impact, we may hold anger, resentment, or bitterness toward the person or experience. But when we do this, when we hold this negativity to be the truth of who we are the ones that suffer. So unforgiveness comes at a cost. So when we choose to not forgive, there is a price that we pay. Every hurt and every resentment, no matter the cause, it has a corresponding amount of destruction in our bodies and in our souls. And they're very in the center of who we are. In his book, Discover the Power Within You, Eric Butterworth states, "You can have your righteous indignation, your resentment, your anger. You can hold on to old hurts and bitterness with that. You will also have your illness, your stomach ulcers, your nervous tension, heart troubles, and mental and physical breakdowns." Additionally, Gary Zukav, in his book, The Seat of the Soul, explains that when you choose to hold on to the negativity, you choose to view the world through your lenses of contaminated love. This contaminated love, these resentments, the pain that we hold on to, this is a disconnection from God. This is an active separation from God within us, from our own Christ light and the good intention for us in this existence. The key to reconnecting, of course, is forgiveness. Dun, dun, dun. So what is forgiveness? According to Unity, forgiveness is the act of releasing ourselves from the bondage of an ongoing negative connection. Forgiveness resurrects our peace of mind from the perils of victimhood and releases our negative judgments. There's that word release, Tom. The path to forgiveness. So what is it that we need to do in order to forgive. So the question we have to ask ourselves is this: will I let this person, this experience, define the quality of my life? Am I willing to let my life be defined by these negative things? If the answer is no, if you are ready to reconnect with your own Christ light, lay claim to your divine power, then you may be ready for the work of forgiveness. And forgiving can be hard. Sometimes we've held on to hurts and anger for years, sometimes even generations. Some wrongs may seem impossible to forgive. If we are only human, then this may be true, but we are also divine. We can choose to live life through Christ's light, expressing the divine nature of who we are as beings of love and light, of energy and power. Understand that forgiveness is not about condoning bad behavior or saying that we trust those who have mistreated us. It does not mean that there will be no justice for bad acts. In the Unity Classic Lessons in Truth, Emily Cady writes, "To forgive does not simply mean to arrive at a place of indifference to those who do personal injury to us. It means far more than this. To forgive is to give for, to give some actual definite good in return for the evil given." So it's been interpreted a few different ways. And one of the ways that I've latched onto is to give something back that is unexpected in our human experience. We must find a way of shifting our thinking in regards to the person or experience, such as reminding ourselves of the divinity in that person or that experience, recognizing the Christ presence there. It means to steadfastly refuse to see anything but God, try to love instead of hate, instead of avenging, begin to forgive, and even if it comes at a cost of great mental effort. I'm going to tell you now that in the last year, I have found myself in a space of needing to forgive. And it has been hard. It's been exceedingly difficult to look at, well, we'll just say one person in particular in my life and take a deep breath and say that there is good in that person and there is God in that person. And in those moments, I can take a look at the results of having that person be a part of my life experience and see the good that has come of having that person be present in my life. Even if it's not all good, there are lessons that are learned and there are things left behind that show me that even those people that come into our lives that we think, why? Why did I have to experience? They come with lessons. They come with realities that make our lives better if we're only willing to see it and take that time to forgive and see the God in that person and in that experience. So just my own personal, there you go. All right. Now back to where I was. Forgiving others means that you do not hold them responsible for your experiences. And that's where I've had to come to, is not holding somebody else responsible for how I feel or react to something. Yuri Zhukov put it like this: the perception that someone else is responsible for what you experience underlies the idea that forgiveness